You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, my name's Sione. I am the lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist.
Hey, I'm James, and I play primarily lead guitar and sing a bit of background.
Hey, I'm Dan, I play drums and I do some backing vocals.
My name is Tuva'a, and I'm on the bass guitar.
Now, we only have one mic in the studio at the moment, so that's why you're hearing voices from all around the room. Kia ora, Junior Junior, how are you fellas?
Good.
Yeah, doing great.
Together we're junior.
Oh, together yeah, like, we are right. junior.
Yeah.
You guys have been on quite a roll this year. 2023 has been a big year for you guys playing gigs. You've recently released two new singles, but I guess I should start off by saying, for those who don't know you, could you describe your sound?
We kind of have a few jokes. The first joke is we're just four Kiwi dudes playing in a band. But James, I guess you could speak to our sound.
Yeah, it's a bit of everything, but I thought at its inception, the idea was kind of to have something like Ocean Alley, but with a bit more jazz in it sometimes. That was, and we've obviously deviated from that quite a lot in places, but that's still at the core of our intention, I suppose, sound-wise.
When did you guys first become a collective?
Almost a year ago, maybe just over a year ago. Mm. It took a little while of, I guess, when did you guys actually start as a three-band?
We started in March last year.
Mm-hmm. But you guys were a two-person band before I came along.
It's James and Dan, that is.
Yeah.
And then we tried a number of different singers and then didn't really eventuate. And then that's when Sione came along through Tuva'a. So.
I think it was actually after you did an interview on Tuva'a's show on BFM, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and then Tuva'a had the idea to, hey, why don't we audition this guy? And we thought, cool, why not?
Yeah,
and then here we are.
Yeah. Thanks, BFM.
So I originally started James and Dan, who have known each other since high school, on just doing together. And then I came along, I saw like an online notice, being like, oh, we need a bass player. So I joined those two, so we became a thruple. with the bass, drums, and lead guitar. And then, and then Sione came along afterwards, who I knew previously, and I was like, oh, this guy, should check this guy out. And so, yeah, and the rest is history.
And did you guys originally have a plan for the sound, that for the music that you wanted to create, or was there a sort of an experimental process in that?
A bit of both. Like, it's so the first songs we played were ones that I'd written and demoed at home. So that was kind of the direction, and that was just whatever, you know. I think it's stylistically it was kind of all over the place. And then we got together, and as you do, obviously things changed from how they were when they were demoed. And obviously having Sione, who's a songwriter himself, you know, getting more ideas, and it became more collaborative from there. But it just sort of started from those demos, and we sort of just, I suppose, fumbled our way.
Yeah, I'd say almost all of the songs that we still perform were born out of a demo that James has made. Mm. And other than that, they've been created through our regular weekly band practices, so it's all been pretty natural.
Mm. Now you guys have recently released your first single, Don't Walk Away. What's really cool about that song is that the live version actually has a bit of audience participation in it as well. Tell us about it.
We didn't have a song that had audience participation before, and this was kind of one of the first songs that we created after our first gig. After our little gig at Ding Dong Lounge, we were very nervous and we didn't move around much, and we realised we needed to engage with the audience more. So we thought a little section like a bridge would be a perfect way for a little call and response kind of thing to do with the audience.
Awesome. Yeah, I was there for that first gig at Ding Dong Lounge, and you guys were amazing for your first gig as well. I think everyone that was there could agree that even though it was your first time being on stage, it was still quite impressive that this brand new collective had just gone up there and done so well. Since then, how many gigs have you played? Have you had any favourites?
Seven? Seven or eight.
Yeah.
Around that. Yeah, since then. Yeah.
Our first wine cellar one was probably the most fun, I reckon. Yeah. And the crowd got into it and probably going back.
Another favourite, I'd say, either that, the wine cellar gig, or the gig that we did when we opened for Double Parked at Galatos.
That was great.
That was just, the whole experience was cool, as well as the performance. So shout out Double Parked.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Awesome. And yeah, Wine Cellar is a cool venue to play at, and you guys have a gig coming up next weekend, October 7th, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, you're correct.
That's very, very exciting. Tell us about it. It is a release party as well.
It's our EP release party, our debut EP. It's our first gig that we're headlining, and we're fully organising and We've learned a lot through managing tickets, making Facebook pages, and really trying to promote ourselves. But I think this is probably the most excited I've been for a gig.
And we've had a little break as well, obviously, with Tuvalu being overseas competing for a while. We've had a little bit of a gap in between our last gig and this one coming up.
Mm.
I'm so excited to get back into it. I'm playing with my friend Molly Devine's band, Sunny. So they're going to be bloody good as well.
Thank you.
Now, I had Falls Lagoon on last week, and we were talking about that break period of going on holiday. And I asked them about whether or not it affects the creative process, and you kind of take that break, and when you come back, it's sort of you're a bit more recharged and the ideas flow a bit better. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think so.
I'd say it is a good time to recharge. We had two breaks. So earlier in the year, Dan went overseas and lived his European queen life. So that was about a month break without a drummer, and you can't really practice without a drummer.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of creative stuff, and we made a song, and pretty much as soon as we played the song with Dan, it was created, which was really cool.
Yeah.
What about when Tuvalu was away?
Well, same kind of thing. It's like us being a four-piece. If you take any one of the four pieces out, the whole thing kind of topples, and so it was the same, particularly with the bass. So it wasn't the most productive. I was a bit kind of stressing in those practices, because I thought, we're kind of wasting our time here. But we did manage to get a few things done. We worked on another new song that we cracked into straight away. Tuvalu picked up the bass line immediately, and it sounds great with it. Sounds full with him there. Same kind of thing. I do think a bit of a change of scenery and tack is good sometimes, though, just to give yourself a break and a bit of a recharge energy-wise,
And that's a great segue into the next question, which is, on Friday, you released your brand new single, another single, Revenge, sounding absolutely amazing as well. Tell us about it.
The kind of context behind it. Dan's a bit hungry. You can hear his stomach in the background. We haven't eaten since band practice. The context behind the songwriting for Revenge is completely fictional. I just kind of got influenced from the rocky kind of cool sound of James's demo. It was a demo, right?
Yeah, it was. I recorded it on just as a voice note on my phone probably about a year prior.
Yeah.
And sent it to Dan. He was like, yeah, we should do something with it. And then we did the initial demo, and then we sort of worked it out.
But at first it was like one of our more underrated songs. We didn't really see it as being one of our main ones. And then after like playing a few gigs, it was the crowd reaction to it, and we sort of thought, no, this one's probably one of our better ones, so why don't we pursue it a little bit more? And then now we've released it as a single, which is pretty cool.
And the story behind it is a guy comes home and finds his girlfriend is cheating on him with another guy, so he seeks revenge by trying to get with his ex-girlfriend's best friend. And it's this whole story of like, do I do it? Am I just as bad as her for doing it? And yeah.
Smoking now and drinking every day. Talking to your best friend, revenge is on its way. We go out for a drink, she moves closer to me. Yeah, I don't know what to think. Is this who I wanna be? Yeah, feel the top of a man.
shame. What a stupid game I'm playing. I can say I'm not surprised. She always gave me the eye. Feel on top of the man. Why did this to you? I don't understand. Jealousy goes to my eye.
Last question. Where is the release party? Tell us, is it free entry? How can people get tickets? Obviously, we mentioned it's at Wine Cellar, which is on K Road. Anything else people should know?
Yes, next Saturday at Wine Cellar. First band is on at
9 p.m. 8:30.
Tickets are $10 on door and online, and you can find it online through Under the Radar. We've also got a Facebook page where you could probably just search up Junior EP release party. All the info is also on our Instagram, which I believe is just at Junior Band.
That's it. If you have any questions about the gear, you can DM us.
And we can
from there. But it's Under the Radar. Door sales available. It's all $10. Wine Cellar, Saturday, 7th of October. Doors from 8:30.
It's going to be great. It's going to be sweaty. It's going to be awesome. Loud. It's going to be loud. People are going to be having lovely drinks, and we're going to groove.
Big thanks to Junior for that very, very good catch-up. The first interview that they've ever done, actually. And also that song you heard before was their brand new single that they released last Friday. Please do go check out their social media as well to get all the details on their EP release party that is this Saturday, October 7th at Wine Cellar on K Road. You do not want to miss out.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.